ओम शांति। वी आर वेरी लकी व्हेन वी स्टार्ट टू कंपेयर अवर सेल्फ विद द पीपल इन द वर्ल्ड। Because in their life they are holding various type of pain within the self. Various type of problem, various type of confusion. And whenever they are passing through problem, natural, they need help from God. They remember God without knowing God. And they try to take help from God. Whatever name they take, whatever form they believe, whichever religion they follow. So people need help from God in their life. And whenever human being make any mistake, they themselves cannot forget even. When they make mistake, they try to forget it, but still it is there within the self. And when they see that other people making mistake or doing something wrong, that is also a nature of human being to hold it. And that's why they ask to God about forgiveness. Comparative with their life, how much lucky we are. That is also because of our good karma of past, that we have found direct relation with God. How to remember Him, how to talk with Him, what is His form. Where he stay, all the detail about God now we know. And that's why we become teacher to teach other, that now we know about God, we are ready to tell you who is God, where is God, how we can talk with Him, how we meet Him. And we are excited about it to tell. And every day Baba's children are planning for service to inform more people about Baba, that He has come. That is our task, that is our duty that we're doing. And this process is taking us to perfection. Because when we speak to people, it's reminding us also. When we tell people about God and His task, it ringing the bell that we are talking about God. Now when we talking more and more and more about Baba, every day to people, and naturally we want to glorify Baba before destruction. But at the same time, we are glorifying ourselves. Because in golden age, No need to glorify God or the Self. Only in confluence age we need to glorify God and His work. And when we're talking with people know more us than Baba, because they're seeing us, you know, they have habit and practice to see human being. But now we know that we have to see each other with a different sight. Every day Baba telling us, remember that you are soul. People are doing very hard work to open third eye of wisdom. They speak a lot about third eye. And Baba has opened already our third eye. And Baba is reminding that you are third eye, you are soul. Third eye is soul, you are soul. It means this physical costume only we are using for His service. But we are soul. Now today the subject is power of forgiveness. We forgive to whom? The question with this subject, that people are going to temple, to church, all the spiritual places to ask God that forgive me. Now if we also want to create that quality, that power within the Self, we have to know we want to use that quality for what? Where? What's happening in our progress? We are holding so much within the Self about our past, our problem, our mistakes. We're remembering Baba. We want to come out from that all, but we're holding, you know. If we check within the Self, we're holding, you know. And that is not enough for the soul, so we're holding other people's problem and sickness and weakness and mistakes and all. As much we hold within the Self, we're already full with that. So then there is no much space for more to digest. So sometime, as much we do more churning and more reading and more talking about spirituality, we feel more loaded and heaviness. Instead of relax, we feel more heaviness because whatever stuff we had, still we holding. And more stuff we entering in. But if we want to increase power of forgiveness, we need to clear the old stuff. And we should not allow ourselves to collect more stuff which we don't need. If we ask the Self, how much I'm thinking about my progress, and how much time am I going for remembering? You understood? Whatever I don't need to remember. With the experience, you know, of the Self and of other, I'm sharing that still we are not relaxed. We're holding, you know. And we need to clear the stuff. whatever stuff we have. We feel so happy that we got Baba and we are free from vices. We have left all vices, we are free from vices. That is just our journey to give happiness to the self. But if we go deeper and deeper, still we have hidden somewhere, hidden. Because so many years we pass through all the vices. So many birth we pass through. From copper age, we started to adopt slowly, all the vices. And it increase and increase and increase and increase. We need to give time to remove all that vices from the seed, It's sex lust and anger and greed and attachment and ego and jealous and many, you know, big list of vices. It variety size. And every individual have different percentages of it within the self. One person, very good teacher from many years. And that person was coming to Madhuban. So the student came and said, "Oh, you are going, but I will miss you." Simple thing. It's a simple thing that because you're going, I'll miss you. It's a simple sentence, isn't it? What do you think? Simple? So the teacher felt that, "Oh, you'll miss me. You are loving me?" Simple sentence. And it creates atmosphere to involve in. How I put in words even? Powerful teacher, good teacher, coming to Madhuban to see Bab Dada and involve with, you can say, you know, you can use word by own self, spoil the character. And no able to tell anybody, so still the process to coming Madhuban and staying in Madhuban, doing all effort and going back, field of service, and then the story has come up that this thing has happened. You can imagine that soul was thinking that, "Oh, I have come out from my vices." You know. You understood? That still things are there hidden. And we are hiding, you know. We are hiding, you know, because every day reading Murli, doing effort, going to the class, doing service, enjoying Brahmin family, everything. So we are very busy in that all. But when situation come, any vices can still come out from the seed. So we have to become that much powerful to forgive our own self. We have to give time to forgive, you know. Whatever happened, whatever I had, we have to be so much mercy on our own self. So much concern for our own self. My eyes, this way, looking you all, I cannot see my own self, physically even. I need mirror. Without mirror, I cannot see myself. I want to see my face now, I cannot. I can see anybody else, but not myself. So, the knowledge is mirror. through that we can check that after as many years even, if you have not checked thoroughly, then when situation comes, they all, oh, because they are good, all good friends of many years, they want to come back. They need space to come. So still we cannot say that, yes, we have come out from all our vices. They are there. And when we say we are doing effort, very good aim and object front of us, Lakshmi and Narayan, perfection, perfect deities. And whatever that good quality, we have to adapt in our life. And we will not do it in golden age. As much percentage we have done now, it will reflect in golden age. As much thoroughly we done effort, the result of it will come with us in golden age. So really, if we want to enjoy knowledge, we want to enjoy golden age, we want to enjoy perfection, we want to enjoy divinity, we want to enjoy royalty, whatever we want to enjoy with understanding, only this is the time. Only this is the time. We need a special time, special conversation within the self. That's why, you know, sometimes Dadi giving her own example that she done effort for 40 days. When she was in yajna, she gave 40 days for her own checking and transformation. Last week she was giving us example that she was with yajna and Baba was ready to send her for this service and that service. Say, Baba, not now. Let me give time to my own self. Dadi said, you are not able to give 40 days to the self. At least give 40 hours. Every day 1 hour, we give time to the self. That's still how much the stuff remaining with me. You know, say my nature, my habit, you know, my style, my. And if we will not come out from that, we're not able to forgive anybody. You know, normally we say sorry and this, and that is just normal, you know, practice, day-to-day life. Sorry. I will not do it again, sorry. Okay, you have done, okay, sorry, no problem. I'm forgiving you. You know, when I got this subject, I was churning. That power of forgiving, why we need it for? We are not deities now that we, you know, in that state to forgive others. You know. We should not hold others' negativity or mistakes. Yes, we have to forgive our own self because we have done so many things wrong in so many births. And if we want to create that power within the self, we need to forget it. When we forget, then we forgive. It's simple. Either our own negativity or mistakes, or other people's mistakes. And how we increase more? It's not one day job. Every day, every day, every day, we have to pay attention. When yajna started, it was a different situation in the world. And now, it's total different situation of world of today. So many attraction around us, so many. And eyes open all the time. And eyes have habit to see. But when we seeing something, it going straight inside. And few things remain with subconscious mind. And time to time it come out. And it effect. So that's why after some year in knowledge still we say, you know, our yoga is not okay, we are not strong, we are so sensitive, and we become more sensitive, you know. Instead of becoming strong, you know. And because we have a chance to share our problem with other, we collect, you know, we make a point that this many my problem I want to share with this person or that person or that person. But after we become Baba's children, four sentences which I love to remember. And I like to remind whoever I meet, only four sentences, very simple four sentences. And it gives extreme upliftment to the life for perfection. First thing, very easy to remember thoroughly from the heart, we say, Baba, I'm yours. It's difficult? You think it's difficult? Simple sentence, Baba, I am yours. It's not just for saying it, but from the heart, Baba, I am yours. Baba, I am yours. Actually, so many births we use this sentence for other people, human beings, eh? In our life. I am yours only. I am yours. So that this sentence we use in our life, so many birth, to so many people. And now, to God, from the heart, with true understanding, that Baba, I am yours. Very simple, from true heart, Baba, I am yours. You yourself go in deep when you say this. Go so deep that I am yours means what? We are talking to God, not a limited person. Baba, I am yours. And start to experience. You start to get experience. That when you said, what response you getting in your practical life. And the second sentence, Baba, everything mine is yours. Whatever mine is yours. Whatever. My body, my family, my business, my car, my house, my problem, my sickness, my confusion, my weakness. You understood? When we say that everything mine is yours, whatever mine is yours, and you experience that how he takes charge of your sickness and your problem and everything, whatever yours, when thoroughly in your daily life you say everything yours. Then there is, because my five vices is not mine now because I surrender it. My weakness I surrender, my everything I surrender. So when truly we do this exercise, everything will change. Everything. And the third sentence, Baba, you are mine. Because normally in our life we have so many mine, you know. So many, you know. You are my, you are my. But now, Baba, you are mine. And only one. There is no space for anybody then. Whole heart. Whole my heart for you. Baba, you are mine. And then fourth sentence, simple. You understood now. What is the fourth sentence? Baba, whatever yours is mine. Baba, whatever yours is mine. He is all treasure and family and the world and whatever unlimited he have, that is mine. So my limitation has gone now and I am in ocean. When we are in ocean, we swim, natural. No? Time going and we are flying in that happiness. You know? Super sensuous joy. I am doing his work, he is doing my work. There is no difference in between. But when we do this exercise with true heart, and every step you will enjoy and you will experience, no need to give anything slowly, slowly, at once. And then Baba take charge of us. Only Baba is waiting that when we give ourselves fully to him, then he is ready to use us. Because Baba has no need to do any effort. You know? Baba put us in ocean and they just, we have to swim then. So, the subject of forgiveness have a very wide meaning. It is not only connected with one or two person only that, you know, oh, he made mistake and I forgive him. We are now came out already from limit, all the limit. Now we are in limitless world. Thousand times we can go to soul world. No need to buy a ticket or to pack any luggage, nothing. You see. We are free from body, we are free from bondage, we are free from worry, we are free from everything. Only we are helping God. You know, many times people ask me, why you look every time happy? Anywhere we see, just happy, you know, happy, 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 happy. worry, what is secret behind it? And what is my reply? That before this knowledge, all the time I was thinking, all the time, that I need help from God, I need help from God, I need help from God, God help me this way, God help me that way, you know. God help me in my exam, God help me in my sickness. And now I realize after knowledge that I am helping God. I never thought that we human beings can help God. We thought that all the time God help people. But now I understood that, oh, I am helping God. That is extraordinary time in life that God has selected me for His task. So, all the time I think that I am helping God, I am helping God. And when I am helping God, I should be proper actor, you know, proper helper. It is not good I complain and I confuse and I cry and I criticize and what else? Whatever accurate for helping to God, that all good quality I should keep with me all the time. And when we keep that in mind, then any time in confluence age, you are deity of forgiveness. You don't need to create that quality. You are deity already. In the process of deity, you know, we are just passing through the road from this end to that end. We have chance to experience the deity divine quality now. That our natural nature, because we are with God. And He have opened all the treasure for us forever now. Meanwhile, confluence is finished. And you know, normally human nature to collect. I know when I came in knowledge, before that I was a student of philosophy and psychology, and I was doing my degree. I had so many variety collection of books, different philosopher and different spirituality and all. So many books. Indian and Western and all scriptures. And when I met Baba, In simple Hindi, Baba said, remove all your bhusa from here. Bhusa means all this, you know, mixture, whatever here, useless. Remove it. Because I had so many things here, so many philosophers and scripture and everything, comparative philosophy and because I was doing my degree. And Baba said, remove from here. And I taken that Baba's advice literally. I gone home from Madhuban. Slowly, one day afternoon when everybody was sleeping, I started to remove all my books and scriptures, whatever. I had started to put in one corner of the garden. To put fire. I had not thought that let me give this to other people to read. I said, if this is gasiya, means this is the old wastage thing for me, why I give to other people? So literally I had put fire that this is not for me and I don't want to give anybody else. So many notes which I had, you know, notebooks and books and so many things. Collection, all the collection, you know. And that effect to my memory, that it gone. Because physically I done the fire, you know. So it remained here that, oh, everything old has gone now. And when we do that exercise within the self, then, you know, newness start to come in life. So we have to do special ceremony within the self, you know. Because I remember that I was very serious person in my life before knowledge. Serious in study and getting first class and doing this and that. So I had never time to smile with anybody. That much serious. I had no friend in my life. I never gone out for hotels or anywhere restaurant to eat. I never ate food anywhere outside. I never read any novel. I never saw any movie, cinema, you know, film. I never saw any movie. That was just before knowledge. Decided in life that I have no time for this all because I want to take first class first. I want to get first class first in my exam, every step. When I came in knowledge, and I was in Murli class, Baba was reading Murli, speaking Murli, and I was like a very serious student to get first class, first number here also. Very serious. Because I thought that I am in Godly University now. Here also I want to get first class, first number. And I was very serious. Serious means everything, whatever he is saying, it should go direct. And it was in history hall, Pandav Bhavan. And Baba was speaking and looking to everybody and I was in first row and Baba tried three, four times Baba spoke of funny things which make laugh everybody. Still I was serious. And then I had a personal meeting with Baba. Baba said, "My child, Ramnik banna sikho." And I have not understood even what he said. It was little hard Hindi for me. Ramnik banna sikho. You know. When Baba said that become entertaining person. Do serious effort, but remain entertaining person. And after that, I gone to Badi Didi to ask what is meaning of this. And she explained me that you are very good student, do effort, keep good aim, but remain very relaxed, you know, and entertain yourself, you know. And I lost because I never understood within the self that there should be entertainment in life. And then I decided that from today I have to be entertaining person. You know. So it's total new nature I have to adapt now. Huh? So I was thinking how I can be entertaining person to other people now and to my own self. And new nature, new, everything new, new, something new, something new now, something new. If my bed this way, that way. If I put my book this way, that way. You know, everything different style. If I'm sitting this way to eating that way. Means newness, you know, now I need newness. Then I feel that something different, you know. If I'm wearing high heel shoes, then flat shoes. You understood? Everything, you know, every day something. If I'm using this pen, then from tomorrow pencil. Like that. So, you know, in every step from morning, I used to get up 8 o'clock in the morning. When I came in knowledge, 8 o'clock. And when I heard that we have to get up early, I said, this knowledge is not for me. I love my sleep. To go bed at night 8 o'clock, to get up 8 o'clock, 12 hours. Now I have to change myself. You know, slowly, 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 from 8 o'clock up to 3:30. I got so many extra hours in life. So you know, newness in speaking, in every step, every way, and for good. You know, newness means not negative way, positive way. And I learn some stories. And I adapted some stories to tell others. I learned some jokes to tell others. So now anywhere, even dead person is lying down there and 100 people crying, I can make them laugh. Now I know that they forget about the funeral even sometime. That the time has come of funeral. Because Baba told me entertaining, and the entertaining make other for the progress. But yes, still I was very serious about effort. And after some time there was training of the Kumaris to become teacher. And I was in that. Now again, I have to think that in Laukik school, college, I used to get number one. Here also, God have to give me number one. And the 1 month I was in Madhuban, 1 month for the training, we were 50 teachers. Means 50, well, Center Nivasi 50 for training. Yeah. Very serious effort. That what God like, what Baba like, I have to do. What everyone happy, that I have to do. I want to make everybody happy. And I want to take number one from God. And that 1 month effort. And after 1 month, Baba came for 50 Center Nivasi, just in one of the room in training center there. And training in Pandavavan, opposite that Peace Tower. And just, you can imagine, Baba come only for 50. And in that group, I was very, very, very young in knowledge and short height. So they all gave me chance sitting in first row. So like this, just everyone sitting. And Baba spoke very nice Murli. And then Baba started to announce the result. And in that, slowly, when result out, Baba said, Baba is giving number one to Vedanti. And Baba asked me, you know why I'm giving you? I said, I don't know, because I'm reading Murli every day, that's why. And And Baba said, because, you know, it says Sachai and Safai, you know, truthfulness and cleanliness, you know, really, you know, clear and clean mind. That's why Baba is giving you number one. So I believe that whatever we need in our life, in confluence age, from Baba, there is no question mark that how we get it. If firm determination and mercy for the own self, you know, and forgiveness for the own self, that whatever I was before, that was human being. And now I'm child of Baba, I'm child of God, I'm child of Almighty Authority. And He has taken my responsibility. Full faith in Baba. Either whatever sickness you have, whatever problem you have, He's responsible. When you're passing through any problem, he will not come to you. He will send somebody, you know. Somebody will come to help. He will send His messenger for your help. You know, sometimes we say, oh, you know, I have a problem, but I can't experience that Baba is coming and helping. He is helping, but He is sending somebody on your way to guide you, to help you, wherever you need. But only we have to understand it thoroughly. And we will experience that now we are really, really very next to our perfection in the divine stage with full of power of forgiveness. You know. And you will feel so relaxed because no sorry about anything. You know. No need to hold anything. I remember one day, one student, he written his chart, and it 40 pages. 40 pages. And he said that, I want that you see my chart. I said, yeah, you give, I will see. He said, no, I sit front of you and just you read it peacefully. I said, why? He said, please, it is my request. I was not aware what he want to watch on my face when I read it. Even sometimes students take our exam. Eh? I said, okay, if you feel comfortable that way, you sit and I'm reading. I was turning pages, I was reading and reading and reading. I finished all 40 pages. He was sitting. And after 40 pages I read, I said, so, okay, I read it. Okay. Okay, now I'll give this to Baba, don't worry. But, you okay? And he said, no, now I want to ask question. I said, what? See, when you were reading, I was thinking that when you will read, your face will change with my character. But nothing, no any change on your face. So what consciousness you had when you were reading? You know, in his chart, he has written that in his life, how many bad things he has done. He has wife, children, still he move around with other girls and do whatever he like and many, he spoiled total his life with so many variety, all bad thing. And when I was reading, nothing happening to me, no change on my face, you know. And he's surprised. that when you were reading, with which consciousness you were reading? I said, I'm just seers, I'm actor and you are actor. You have done your work, I'm doing my work. I don't want to influence myself with your stories. And I don't afraid with your stories even. That something will happen to me, like you move around with so many girls, I am also a girl. Or women, something you do with me. Because I'm like a mother. And he cried and cried and cried. And he said that today I feel that big transformation in my life, and I will never see any person with that bad eyes, with that negative eyes or attraction of vices or anything. He said, I learned lesson now that how I have to do my effort. So in our life, see, up to destruction, so many funny things will come front of us. Sometimes it affect to us negative way. Om Shanti. So it is very, very simple that after we finishing 70 years of our yajna, either we came in knowledge whatever as many years, but total time count, it will not that whatever dadis got time, we will get more than that or something like that, or that much time we will get. Because we came later on in knowledge, and the final destination for everybody is same. So we have to do little fast effort, an easy method, The nature of collecting, collecting so many things. And how much remain within the self, that is more important for our own benefit. So now, any question anybody have? Anybody want to ask any question? Because now time for gift. Huh? Every time when we come, we get gift from Madhuban. Huh? But the subtle gifts, so many subtle gifts we're getting, and that is more important, which remain within the self forever. And that subtle gift, as many we want, we can have it. Be able to get it.